You're listening to NPR Music's coverage of the Newport Folk Festival. To find more concert coverage, including interviews, photographs, and blog posts, go to npr.org/Newport Folk. I think we're heading back to the stage for the finale.
Pete Seeger and friends.
I want you to meet the man who made this possible. Back in February, we didn't know this festival was going to happen. And he's the man who made it happen, George Ween.
They're working on his mic here. There he goes. Come on.
Are we on now? Can you hear me? You gotta yell? Can you hear me?
This festival doesn't belong to me. It belongs to Pete Seeger and Joan Baez and Arlo Guthrie and Ramblin' Jack Elliott. That's who this festival belongs to.
Go get them, George.
They belong to me. They're the ones that make it happen. And it belongs to this lady I'm going to introduce right now, whom I've known for so many years and was part of our original festival. And she's looked at life from many sides, and she's looking at one right now. Judy Collins, ladies and gentlemen.
Here comes Judy Collins. Let's stay on the stage.
Thank you, George. Rose and flows of angel hair and ice cream castles in the air. Everywhere I've looked at clouds that way, and now they only block the sun. They rain and snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, up and down, and still somehow it's clouds of
I am thrilled to be here and thrilled that you're all here. Of course, nowadays I have to say I'm thrilled to be almost anywhere. Thank you, George. Thank you for the Newport Festival for staying with it, and all of you for being here. There's a young man that I know, his age is 21, comes from down in southern Colorado. He's just out of the service and is looking for his fun someday soon. I'm going with him someday soon. My parents, they can't stand him, 'cause he works the rodeo. My father says that he will leave me crying, but I would follow him right down the toughest road I know someday soon. I'm going with him someday soon. Ah, when he comes to call my pa, he ain't got a good word to say. I guess it's 'cause he was just as wild in his younger days. So blow, you old blue norther, blow my love to me. He's driving in tonight from California. He loves that damned old rodeo just as much as he loves me. Someday soon, I'm going with him someday soon. Play a little Russell. Mr. George, Mr. Russell Walden. And of course, the people that make me sound and look like Judy Collins out there, Mr. George Williamson. In his younger days, so blow you old blue norther, blow my love to me. He's driving in tonight from California. He loves just as much as he loves me. Someday soon, I'm going with him someday. Someday, someday soon, you know I'm going with him someday soon. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That is Mr. Russell Walden over there. Oh my God, is it 50 years? It has to be one of the most amazing things that ever happened. George Wein is one of the most amazing people that ever happened. And he put this all together. We have to thank George, because he really did do this all. And of course, we're celebrating so many amazing and extraordinary artists who have been here. Joan Baez was extraordinary today, as always. My wonderful. I want to just tell you that I sang at Arlo's wedding, which is one of the things that helped them stay together all those years, I'm sure. And it does seem as though it was yesterday, the first time I was here. Of course, you know what they say, you know, if you remember the 60s, you weren't there, but never mind. Never mind about that, because we do remember so much that maybe we didn't want to. But I know that the 60s is coming back, because I recorded Both Sides Now with Dolly Parton not too long ago. And you know, when Dolly Parton records songs from the 60s and songs from our era, then we know that the 60s are coming back. I love her. She's a wonderful person. She's very funny. She's a very good writer. She has a terrific sense of humor. She was on Larry King's show not too long ago, and he said to her, you know, I don't know why you're traveling like this. I mean, you should be resting on your laurels. And they looked down, and she said, if I hadn't had those, I would have bought them. And but she said, he persisted a little bit, and she said, you know, Larry, I don't think you understand. It costs a lot to look this cheap. And this is a song we did in 1963. Perhaps you were here at Newport. Of course, if you go on YouTube, you'll see 50 years of my life flowing in front of your eyes. Here's one of the songs that I sang that night. Lysia stole a stallion, stole him from the misty mountains, and they chased him and they caught him, and in iron chains they bound him. Word was brought to Anicia that her brother was in prison. Bring me gold and 6 fine horses, I will buy my brother's freedom. Judge, oh judge, please spare my brother. I will give you gold and silver. I don't want your gold and silver. All I want are your sweet favors. Anicia, oh my sister, are you mad with grief and sorrow? He will rob you of your flower, and he'll hang me from the gallows. Lord, did not heed him. Straightway to the judge went running. In his golden bed at midnight, there she heard the gallows groaning. Low, cursed be the judge so cruel. 13 years may he lie bleeding. 13 doctors cannot cure him. 13 shelves of drugs won't heal him. Anicia, Anicia, don't go out into the forest. There among the green pines standing, you will find your brother hanging. all those songs, all those amazing, amazing years, and all those times that we looked to Pete Seeger. I met him, you know, in 1961 for the first time. And he and I were managed by a man named Harold Levinsohl, who was a legend in the music, in the music business, in the folk music business, but also he brought all kinds of people to Carnegie Hall and to New York, people like Jacques Brel and Melina Mercury, and he presented Bob Dylan a number of times. And when I first met Pete Seeger, he was asleep in the office behind the couch with his banjo stretched out beside him. And I said, "Who is that?" I didn't know who it was. And Harold said, "Well, that's Pete. He's resting up. He has a week of shows, three a day, and each one's in a different city. So he has to be rested up for it." And all of the gorgeous songs that I learned and you learned. Actually, Joan and I recorded "Had I a Golden Thread and a Needle So Fine, I Would Weave a Magic Strand of Rainbow." Songs, of course, like "Where Have All the Flowers Gone?" "Long Time Passing." "Where Have All the Flowers Gone?" "Long Time Ago." "Where Have All the Flowers Gone?" "Young girls have picked them, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn?" I was always sort of wondering whether Sarah Palin knew that song. I was hoping and praying. I bet she's learned it now. But we always ask each other whether great songs, like the ones that Pete wrote and sang all over the world and brought us with him, we've wondered whether songs like that were being written now. You know, where would we go to find them? And how would we... Of course, I think this is the best place to find them, at a folk festival. There are all kinds of wonderful artists singing extraordinary new music. And I'm going to sing you a song by a young new writer. You know about this tuning thing. You remember when we used to go to hear Ravi Shankar, and he would make tuning into a spiritual experience. I'm working on it. Hi. How are you, Pete? There, that's okay. I still see my brother Michael, pressed and polished, shaking hands down at the store. Everybody come to see the All-Star hop the Greyhound bus to go to war. He punched me in the arm to say goodbye. It was the first time that I saw our father cry. I kept all my brother's letters wrapped in ribbon in a box beneath my bed. Every night I read by flashlight with the covers in a tent
above my head. His words said not to worry, doing fine. It was his way of trying to ease my mind. While I was trying not to read between the lines. The weight of the world, too heavy to lift. So much to lose, so much to miss, and it doesn't seem fair that an innocent boy should have to carry the weight of the world. Then it was football games and homecoming, picking out our dresses for the prom. With my brother in some desert, dodging bullets when he wasn't dodging bombs. And we went from the land of brave and free to just being afraid to disagree. While I was going down on my knees, the weight of the world, too heavy to lift. So much was lost, so much was missed, and it doesn't seem fair that an innocent boy should have to carry the weight of the world. It was the middle of December when the army sent my brother home at last. And the flagpole in the football field flew the colors halfway down the mast. The wind was cold and snow was coming down. But everybody turned out from our town as they laid my brother in that frozen ground. The weight of the world, too heavy to lift. So much was
so much.
Thank you.
and the night falls. There's a light in the window and a place called home at the end of the storm. One night on the mountain, it was headed for Estes when the roads turned to ice and it started to snow. Put on the chains in a whirl of white powder, halfway up to Bertha near a diner I know. And the lights burned inside, shining down through the snowfall. God, it was cold and the temperature dropping. Went in for coffee and I shivered as I drank it, warming my hands in the steam as it rose. Sitting there at the counter was a dark-headed stranger, me and the owner and him keeping warm. Nodded hello and I said, it's a cold one, looks like there might be a blizzard tonight. And yes, said the owner, there's a big storm on the mountain. Good thing we're open, we could be here for hours. There's nothing for miles and it's too late to get to Denver. Better not try for the summit tonight. And the snow fell and the night passed. And I talked to the strangers while the blizzard blew. Me and the stranger, you know I don't talk to strangers. I'm a private sort of person, but a blizzard is a blizzard. And somehow I found myself saying you'd left me, telling him everything I wanted to say to you. You know how it is when you can talk to a stranger, someone you're quite sure you'll never see again. Soon we were laughing and talking and drinking. He said, you must know you're too good for him. And the snow fell and the night passed. And I talked to the strangers while the blizzard blew. The stranger said, love, it can cry you a river. Me, I'm a loner, cause I can't take the heartache. And sometimes I'm a fighter when I get too much whiskey. Here, have a little whiskey, pretend you don't give a damn. My cabin's up here on the side of the mountain. You can go up there and sleep through the blizzard. I put on my parka, said goodbye to the owner, followed the stranger through the snow, up the mountainside. In the morning to the sun on the snow, my car was buried in 6 feet of snowdrift. They dug me out, just the owner and the stranger, sent me on my way when the snowplow had been by. And the roads were all clear and the sun on the mountain sparkled like diamonds on the peak-to-peak highway. And I knew that I over you, knew you could leave me, but you'd never break me. Colorado, Colorado, when the world leaves
Thank you so much. Mwah! Thank you. I just want to say once again what a privilege it is to be here with all of these great artists and to tell you that it's a special place and a special life that we've been able to lead with all this music in it. And, you know, it's timeless music. It doesn't run out or get old or, you know. I tried really hard to come up with a Puff Daddy medley and I couldn't do it. I wanted to give the contrast, you know, to show, but you don't need that because it all shows. I sang this song a few years ago here when we were inside in the quadrant, you know, with the walls around us, and on the walls there were bagpipe players. I think they were players. I might have been seeing double, but I think they were. And this is what I sang, and they joined me, and I'd like you to do the same. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Now, of course, we want you to sing the harmony or the medley, the melody, or another song entirely if you like, because it's the spirit that counts. This is the chorus verse that I really love. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, we have already come. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, we have already come. 'Twas grace that brought us safe thus far. Grace, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, was blind, but now I see. Welcome back to the stage, Joan Baez. Now that we've totally jammed up the tuning. Now, first of all, I have to tell you, we songwriters, including Pete, I think I have to say this for Pete is thrilled when other people sing his songs. Isn't that true, Pete? Thrilled. He's thrilled. When we all sing Pete Seeger's songs, he's very shy about that. But I know he loves it because it puts happiness and joy into the world. And that's what we're all about doing. That's it. Well, it is loud, I will say that. When was it? Last year. You know, we've known each other for many years. Many years, haven't we?
Yes.
And it's going on a long time. The only time that we've been together with Joni Mitchell, you know, was only once. I know. Do you remember?
Do you remember?
I do, only because I've seen a photograph. I mean, iTunes and all that. I mean, MySpace.
Really, really helpful.
And all that. It was a Big Sur, don't you remember?
And people say, doesn't that help, this photograph?
Oh, my God.
I remember the people in it, but yeah. I don't remember where it was taken.
I started writing songs some time ago. And, of course, Joan has herself been a fantastic songwriter for many, many years. And
I'm going to hold this for you.
Oh, no, it's okay. I'll just look at it. So I called her last year. I think it was last year, wasn't it? And I said, I'd like you to be on my album that my record label, which I run, was putting out. So, you know, you have control over certain things in your life. Not much, it turns out. And
Of your precious bodily functions and maybe a record label.
Yeah, that I thought I'd start there and work down. And so I called Joan and I said, I want you to sing on my album the first song that I ever wrote, which was called Since You've Asked. And she did. She sang it beautifully. It's wonderful. And so the other few weeks ago, we were sitting around talking about songs, and somebody suggested that... Actually, what happened was that I was opening at the Carlisle in New York, and I said to the woman who kind of runs things there, what do you want? Do you have any requests? She said, yes, I'd like to hear a Joan Baez song. And before I hit her, you know, I said... And then I said, you know what? I have been thinking very seriously about a song that I love of Joni's. I had heard it this year at Town Hall. And Joan had been to one of my shows, and her mother came to a show, and her older sister came to the show. It was wonderful. It was really a festive year. Anyway, this is the song that we decided we're not only going to sing together for you, but we're going to record it on your label.
Okay.
Well, I'll be damned. Here comes your ghost again. But that's not unusual. It's just that the moon is full. And you happen to call. And here I sit, hand on the telephone, hearing a voice I'd known a couple of light years ago, heading straight for the fall. Where are you calling from? A booth in the Midwest. 40 years ago, I brought you some coffers. You brought me something. We both know what memories can bring. They bring diamonds and rust. Well, you burst on the scene, already a legend, the unwashed phenomenon, the original vagabond, yours for free. Yes, the girl on the half shell could keep you unharmed. Standing with brown leaves falling around,
snow in your hair.
Now you're smiling out the window of that crummy hotel
over Washington Square.
Our breath comes out, white clouds mingles and hangs in the air. Speaking strictly for me, we both could have died then and there. Loved you dearly, and if you're offering me diamonds and rust, I've already paid. Russ Walden.
Judy Collins and Joan Baez doing Diamonds and Rust, an old Joan Baez song in the 1970s. Pete Seeger was sitting in the wings. It's supposed to be a Pete Seeger sing-along with Judy Collins as guest, and Judy Collins captivated the audience with her voice, which really holds up well still after all these years. I really had the crowd here at Newport spellbound, really. I walked all around and just watched people sitting in their chairs. There's a slight drizzle here, fog's rolling in, and it was really quite a beautiful scene.